Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Past that pole. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 829. Right here. Right here, come here. You're going to come in front of this thing here. Okay, you see the edge of this camera right here? Is that right? I need you to put it right there. Stay right there. And hold up straight. Okay, you stand right there. Just stand right there. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. Perfect. Pardon me. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 829, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Zechariah chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. And one of the main reasons why we're doing this podcast is so that people would repent and be saved from the wrath of God to come, and saved from, and get saved from the eternal burning hell that Jesus Christ preached about more than anybody in the Bible. For Jesus Christ, who preached the gospel first and best, said the most loving most important and most powerful words ever said to mankind in the history of the world. He said these words one night to Nicodemus, recorded in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse is what Good Friday is all about. And his burial and his resurrection on Sunday morning by the power of God. Jesus Christ is the great, if you will, sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for all of the sins of the world. Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning, by the power of God, to pay your sin debt and my sin debt. For the Bible tells us that we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us, secondly, that the wages of sin is death. The reason why we truly die is because of sin. We do not die because of cardiac arrest. We do not die because of a car accident. We do not die because of cancer. We die, and we really don't die from the coronavirus. We die because of the wicked disease of sin in our lives. Sin itself is so destructive, and we all know it. We die because of our sins. Sins of lying, sins of dishonesty, sins of stealing, sins of lusting and coveting after things and people. Sins of dishonoring and disobeying our parents. Sins of dishonoring God by taking his holy name in vain. Have you ever sinned like that? I just covered 5 of the 10 commandments that Moses got from God. We all have sinned against God. And because of our sin, there's a punishment. We die. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We all are here for a short time for a reason, because we have a sinful nature and because we have sinned, and so therefore we die. Our bodies will be taken to a grave. Our souls will spend eternity in hell if we have never truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for our soul's salvation. And hell is a very real place. As I said earlier, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody else in the Bible. And Jesus Christ never told a lie, and he cannot lie. He described hell in one sermon as a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. He described hell in another sermon as a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Hell is a very serious place. Hell is no joke. Hell is bad. Hell is sad, and hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you. You do not have to go to hell to spend eternity. The good news is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, all you have to do is do what Jesus Christ told you to do. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to go down to a church to make it official. You don't have to get baptized. You don't have to give any money to the church or anything like that. All you have to do is do what Jesus Christ told you to do in this remarkable verse. Notice the word whosoever. The word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white. We're all precious in God's sight. Whosoever, the next word is believeth. What is the meaning of that word? Believeth. It means to simply have faith in, to trust in. For example, if you get on a plane, you have faith in that plane. You're putting your whole life online when you get on that plane. You have faith in the pilot. You have faith in the company. You have faith in the plane. Similarly, when you believe in him, in Jesus Christ, you're putting your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is believe in him, and your destination will change from hell to heaven by simple faith in Christ Jesus. So, dear friend, if you have not done that, do that now, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, and follow me in the sinner's prayer. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Repeat after me as you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, repeat after me. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you. Yes, Lord, through some of the sins that the preacher named here today. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change and help me to repent of all of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. And Lord, help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com, or one of the emails that you can see in front of you, and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith and be the strong Christian that God wants you to be. Also, you can go to Gospel Light Society International or Gospel Light House of Prayer and read my book, free of charge, What to Do Once You Have Entered Through the Door. It will give you your six next steps after you have gotten saved. And it is free of charge. If you have any prayer requests, please send those in and we'll pray for you until you tell us to stop. And so, dear friend, at this point, we're going to resume the standing between the living and the dead service already in progress, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today our scripture passage is Zechariah chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for allowing me once again to preach and to proclaim your holy gospel. Even in the midst of an Old Testament Bible study. And Holy Father God, we still pray for over 3 million souls to be saved through this ministry alone, and that millions more would be saved through other ministries around the world. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord, I do pray that you grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, your freedom, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, to pass it on to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Verse 11, then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes emptied the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Dear friends, that was Zechariah chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, which reads, the previous generation had been disobedient. They turned their backs and plugged up their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint, an adamant stone, that is, diamond, and neither listened to nor obeyed the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. This statement not only places the words of the pre-exilic prophets on a par with the Mosaic law, but also identifies the Spirit of God as the source of prophetic inspiration, who spoke through human agents. The people's disobedience to revealed truth resulted in divine anger, the results of which are indicated in Zechariah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. A denial of response to prayer. B, a dispersion among the nations. C, a desolation of the land. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for helping us to understand it from a different perspective. I pray that you will help us to remember your holy word, to help us to hide it in our hearts, help us to obey it and understand that it is a living book. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you: before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, And we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.
You're in this place. Please let me see.